which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31
podcasts.
It's helpful, so and Tonto.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to today. We're almost at the end of the month. Are you proud of me as I'm proud of me? I'm going to tell a little story today about something I did that was real fucking stupid. Now, I'm not going to say it's the stupidest thing I've ever done, because that is a wide spectrum. And the things at the extremes of those, the smartest and stupidest things I've ever done, are pretty fucking smart and pretty fucking stupid. So I don't know if I want to go that far, but it's something I did that I thought would be funny and turned out much more horrifying than I had anticipated. Okay, so I got this idea, and I can't remember why, but I got this idea to basically print a mask of my own face. So I was like, I wonder, there's got to be a company out there that will do that, right? Like, if you could make a Halloween mask of your own face, wouldn't that be fucking weird? And so, sure enough, I came across this website called Freak Masks, which I was like, well, that's perfect for making a mask of my own face. And so, what you do is you send them a picture. They basically print it on a fabric thing, and then it's a mask. Now, it's kind of like one of the masks that, it's like a Spider-Man mask, right? Like, it goes over your head, and it's, you know, the contours of your face kind of fill it out, and everything else is just drawn. It's a 2D image that then your face fills out. So, you know, I filled this out, waited, and just, you know, I think it costs like $15 or something, and it was one of those, you fill it out, and you just wait like 6 weeks. You completely forget that it's coming. Then you get a thing in the mail and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then you open it and you're like, what in the holy fuck is this? Now, I wouldn't say I took a careful picture of myself, for starters. But in fact, I took a pretty horrible picture of myself. So I put on this mask and it's fucking terrifying. And it's definitely my face. Like, basically, they just print your face on this black sleeve. It's not even a mask with a top, which I think helps the effect be creepier, because it does just sort of look like a mask, and everything around it is black. And if you have, like, long hair, it'll just be sticking out of the top. Also, I guess I'd forgotten to do this. You can label the mask. I just put idiot asshole on mine, and they just printed that right up. So here's something I'm going to give credit to Freak Masks for. I've wondered in the past about things like, I kind of wanted to get some golf balls printed that had like weird shit on them, so that when I inevitably lose them on the golf course, people will pick them up and be like, what? You know, like the Peter Dirk Memorial Tournament for a bunch of stupid kids who got all fucked up in a fire that was kind of their fault. 2012. You know, something like that. And then I was like, I wonder if there are golf companies out. Like, I wonder, is this a company that's going to be like, no, we're not putting that on there? Or is this like some person who's like, I don't give a fuck. I copy and paste the text into this machine. It puts it on the golf ball. I bag them and send them. Freak Masks, apparently, either shares a sense of humor with me, or is that company that I was, you know, looking for that's like, hey, man, whatever picture he sends, we bag it, we cut two eye holes, and we print idiot asshole on the back, and we fucking ship that shit out. It's crazy looking. I gotta tell you, it's crazy looking. And when I put it on, it's oddly, like, the image is oddly dark on there, so it's much darker than my normal skin. It kind of looks like I've tried to, like, darken my face. But not in, like, a makeup-y way, but in just sort of a, I don't know, I'm doing some weird film artsy effect where I'm like, my face is always in shadow, but the rest of me is, you know how like in the old Dracula movie, his like eyes are really bright and everything else is shadow. Kind of like that, except my eyes are just these freaky fucking eye holes. And then this got me thinking about all this facial recognition shit, right? So maybe you just print up a mask of this, like someone you don't like, you go rob a fucking bank, and then I wonder if it would trick it, you know, or if you had a facial recognition lock or something. I wonder if this would fool that. Like, if you put it on, it would have contours. It would look like your face. I don't know. It seems possible. So to kind of round out the end of our Halloween, our Potoween here, because we're getting towards the end, this is your last challenge that you can do for points in order to win a fabulous prize. If you've been keeping track, I think we've got this. I think we've got the sort of header challenge. I think we've got the asking me a question for Taboo the Sixth Sense challenge. We had someone volunteer to have their house checked for ghosts, which is a check plus. There's the gore book. And I think there's something else, too. Oh, the witch jar, the witch bottle. So, you know, if you do enough of this shit, you'll get a you'll get something nice. So here's the challenge, the final one. And this one's for the big bucks. I would like you to go onto this Freak Mask website and send me a mask. All right? It can be of anything. It can be of your face. It can be of somebody else's face. It can be... I highly doubt that this is a company that's concerned about, you know, copyright or something. So, you know, if you wanted to send me Stallone's face, not that that's copyrighted, but I don't think if you put RoboCop on there, they'd be like, well, this is the property of fucking whatever movie company made RoboCop. So that's your final challenge. Send me something good. And don't tell me what it is. Just tell me that you've sent it. Because I want the surprise, the shock and awe of opening these up when they arrive. And don't forget to include a hilarious name on the back. I mean, you've got idiot asshole to live up to. So just know that the bar has been raised pretty fucking high.